Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Earl DePearl Malden sitting next to me for 5 hours. You asked for this. Remember, you asked for this.
AKA the best smelling sports host in the city of Cleveland.
That was one by default. Just so we're clear on that. There, I think Ken might try with the sensory part of this. There's not a lot of people on this that are like, I want to go smell good, right? I think it's more like I'm on the, at this point, we're, you know, going from 5:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. I'm at the, do I just not smell bad train? So you are. Let it be known that you are. But nobody's really gunning for you yet.
Well, I mean, you can gun all you want. The cologne collection is a plethora. Mm-hmm. You know, I pride myself in looking good, smelling good at all times. It's something my grandfather taught me. And so, you know, no matter where you at in the workplace, standing outside at the Guardians game, somebody gonna get a whiff of you.
Oh, I have that same thing, but I usually use that as punishment. Like there's a woman at the band show on Saturday that took a call during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have many rules in life. I'm known for kind of being irreverent and taking very little seriously, but this incensed me to no end. And then, so we sit through five other bands. Mm-hmm. All right, no more phone calls. Then Liv's band finally is coming up to play, and this woman takes another phone call as the band is starting, and I have my hand on Vanessa's knee because I need to squeeze something so that I don't turn around and just over, because this woman was like 65. We don't need to be yelling at 65-year-old women in public. That's just not okay. And so I'm trying to keep it in as she's talking through. And this is a true story. I can barely hear the band. That's how loud she's talking. And did someone release gas and make a specific odor that was unpleasant? Yes. Was it me? I do not recall.
Those silent ones?
Oh,
are
yeah.
Worse.
Yeah.
That's how you clear
them
out.
And I got those the bench chairs for football seating. So it acts as like a muffler, but also a conductor. And whoever did had that and just funneled it right back to her. And about 3 minutes later, she left the section. And I was like, you know what? I think we both won here. I think we both won. I got my point across. You stopped taking calls. You left. I'm happy.
Well, yeah, I did ask for this. I wanted to work with you. First time we've ever worked together. I've been on the afternoon drive one other time in my career. So, you know, my time frame with my children presented itself today. And here I am.
What a weekend, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You've got Guardians Rangers coming up in a series that, like, this is a don't screw it up dummy series. Mm-hmm. Like, the Rangers have been, I mean, the bottom has dropped out the last month. Their collapse has just been just a small amount worse than the Tigers' collapse. So, and by the way, because the Tigers won last night, there's some real heat back in this thing. So it's like So on one hand, it would have been very nice to get the win last night and to give yourself two games. So it's practically dummy proof at that point. On the other hand, I would say the benefit of losing last night is all of a sudden tonight, you feel that tension. You feel that must-win energy back in the arena, back in the stadium.
No, I couldn't agree with that more. I think that when you are in this situation that the Cleveland Guardians are in, pressure either bust pipes or make diamonds. What we've seen over from this baseball team over the last 20, 25 games is that it makes diamonds. I'm not going to take that one loss last night and say that the win is out of the sails, but I definitely believe losing that game last night to Detroit and them being aware of the situation at hand, that it kind of heightens the focus going into this weekend. Texas is coming in here, losers of four straight? Mm-hmm. And so you must protect this field. You have all the momentum. One game don't change anything. You go out here, you handle your business against a team that you should beat. You win this division. You get to the playoffs. And then we see who can make some noise at said time.
Well, we just went from pressure-free baseball because all the pressure was on Detroit. To now you got a little bit back on you.
But I like
and
it that way.
No, 100%. And not just because of the idea of you don't take the foot off the gas, but also just as a fan. I mean, I will be aggressive. I have to make I have to make halftime so I can watch my kiddo march tonight. Mm-hmm. Am I going to be? Is the phone going to be down by the side while I'm making sure things are going all right? Yeah, because Vanessa can't sit on both sides of me. Can't see. Listen. I do have, there are some obstructed views when you're built the way I am. So I have that, and I will use that as a benefit tonight, but not when she's marching. Gonna say that very clear. I'm a good father. I'm an okay father. I'm there, okay? I show up sometimes. No. But in between, and also, the home team's gonna have a nice game tonight. That also aids to this. Like last week was against Twinsburg, very tense game for the first half, and then it wasn't. But there was some theatrics to it. That will not be tonight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking about tonight. First of all, to being in your situation, kudos to you for being a present father. But sometimes in this business, we have to multitask, and you have a built-in excuse. You are a sports media personality.
You realize how that just does not fly with Vanessa anymore? Because I already use it on Sundays, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, there are some games that I'm like, babe, I would love to help you get ready for Olivia's birthday party, but Tigers are in town. And she's like, you've watched the last two games, and then you got Thursday Night Football. I was like, I know, loaded schedule.
Fun fact, my youngest child's birthday is next week.
Oh, nice.
Next week, right? And her mother hit me up earlier this week to try to make some plans. Now, 2 weeks ago, I told her, the Guardians is out the playoffs. I don't think I have any obligations at said time. And then for me to come back to her this week, be like, you know what? Let's just hold off until we see what's going on here, because I'm not sure what type of obligations I may or may not have. The look of disgust that I got was ridiculous.
And here's the thing. They're right. When you get the look of disgust, you're like, yep, you're right. Yep. I feel like the jerk here. I spoke in certainties, and in sports you can't. But it's interesting. Like tonight is such a pivotal point. This weekend and tonight are such a pivotal point for the Guardians. I also feel like this is that first fulcrum that you face in the season where I really think there's a lot riding on this game, considering you have Minnesota next week in London. Like with a loss, I think you're right back to where you were coming off the Baltimore game, where we're weighing the pros and cons of a quarterback change. And with the win, honestly, guys, all of a sudden my burger bets with multiple people, where one was the Guardians are going to win 8 games or more. That was their bet. And the other was, I think with Fanta, 6 games or more. All of a sudden that starts to look more in doubt, because 2-2 through the first 4 games is as ideal as you can get, especially if you're coming off a win over the Lions, who just dusted Baltimore on Monday.
Yeah, a lot of people, me and you haven't had our opportunity to really talk about the emotional swing from last week's incredible, unexpected win versus the Green Bay Packers and what type of momentum that carries into this week. I look at this game, and for me, nothing has changed as far as my opinion on the quarterback situation, how things should be moving forward. The reality is, for me, that defense won that game, and the offense did just enough in the last 4 minutes not to screw it up. But can you really count on that being a formula week in and week out? And the answer to that is no. Because if we go out here or go up to Detroit this week and that offense can't get going, and you know this is a Detroit Lions offense that's averaging 34.3 points a game, you can play all the great defense you want. You're going to have to put some points on the board. Mm. And until I see this team do that, I'm not confident that they can do that.
Yeah, and I think the right answer off the Green Bay game is that was fluky. It was so much fun. I even said on Monday, like, let's not do the thing where we apply too much meaning to this.
Right.
So that's what this game becomes then. Like, all right, that was great. You remembered you could win, and that lets a lot of steam off early in the season. Now it is, okay, we played 56 minutes. I don't want to say we. The defense was elite for 60 minutes. Nothing else about you was elite for 60 minutes, and the offense was, I like the way you put it, it was just good enough for about 4 minutes. So take whatever, the momentum thing is always overrated. But, all right, you won. You've now know you can win. Now let's see if you can stack something on that. Because I will say, the bar for this week, we're still at the be competitive part of the season.
Absolutely.
So that's the first bar. But if you can clear winning, I will have no problem if the Browns win on Sunday and that causes people to reevaluate their expectations for this team. I'll leave it up to the devils in the details. I don't think I'm automatically going to be doing that, but I do think that's what's at stake this weekend. It is confirmation at 1-3, or it is, oh, we got, I don't say gut check time, but it's maybe let's reassess at 2-2.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that more, because I think it's fair with this football team to reassess as you go. For me, I got the opportunity to go out there to training camp a few times and see this team. And then you watch this team during the preseason. The defense in particular, they really, really blew my mind from the first time I saw them in training camp. It didn't seem like this was this huge ramp-up period. It seemed like that their attention to detail, the level of intensity that they practiced with, they were able to transfer that over into the preseason games. And then you see that transfer over into the regular season, week one against Cincinnati. I get it. Things got away from them at the end of that Baltimore game. But let's say for three quarters of that game, that defense was stellar. That defense is enough for us to reassess the situation. So I guess to your point, you come out here and you find a way to get another win. Now we have to really reassess everything, a la the quarterback position. Because I'm going to tell you like this, Nick. I am a person that strongly believe if you wait until we are mathematically out of it, or to 1-3 and you see this is what we are and you choose to make a quarterback change, then you are doing said quarterback a disservice. Here's why. You want to get your rookie quarterback in there when everybody still gives a damn. When the level of competitiveness is still very, very high. What you don't want is this team to be, you know, record-wise checked out, and then you got some veterans, not saying all, but some veterans that might possibly be like, you know what? I'm going to go out here. I'm going to earn my check. I'm not going to do too much. I might get myself injured to where I got to spend my offseason rehabbing, et cetera. In order to get a true assessment of what you have for one of these rookies, it would be ideal to put them out there in a situation to where everybody around them, level of focus and intensity, is still at a 10 and see what we got then.
216-474-0092. This weekend does feel like a pivotal weekend for your Cleveland Browns, and we got Earl DePearl with us here. You guys can follow him at Earl DePearl 216 on Twitter, at Nick Wilson Says as well. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Nick Baumgartner of The Athletic in Detroit, also NFL draft guy at 3. Jason Stanford, a former Indians pitcher, baseball coach as well at 3:40. Daryl Ryder at 6. It is an F-off Friday. It is a football Friday. 216-474-0092. What are your expectations for the Browns on Sunday, and style points and whether they matter or not, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
He's entitled to his opinion. You have to see in a defensive front like ours. And he's entitled to say what he wants. And, you know, we have the privilege to see who's right. And I think it'll be a battle of ideologies. And I think our DC also has some things to say. And, you know, we have to be the ones to put it into action. And so we have to meet and see who's right.
For once, the Browns didn't speak first. Lions defensive coordinator John Morton, or sorry, offensive coordinator, we played him yesterday saying, it's great front over there. Said a lot of the right things, but then said one wrong thing, and that's all that matters in sports. He said that the Browns have not seen a running attack or a front the way that the Lions present things and the way basically how dominant they are. Jim Schwartz yesterday was like, I've seen some things. And then that was Miles' answer earlier today. I don't know how much juice this actually adds to the game, but I can understand that if this defensive line is like, oh, okay, that's fine. You can talk. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I respect it. I mean, because a three-game sample size either way is enough for either team to be feeling themselves, so to speak, right? You look at the Detroit Lions. They were just in Baltimore on a Monday night, and it seemed like they ran for a gazillion yards against a Ravens defense that historically we believe to be pretty good. You look at the Cleveland Browns defensive front, and it's like Josh Jacobs came in here, you know, with this touchdown streak of like 12 games. Derrick Henry is who Derrick Henry is. And both of those guys got shut down. It was no rhyme or reason to why that said running back would be the better, or that running back unit would be the better unit on the field, should I say. And so to me, you know, hearing them say that, I kind of agree with Miles. Okay, cool. Y'all do got a dominant running game. Y'all got a damn good offensive line. But last time I checked, coming into this game, we are number one in total defense and number one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And run defense. And so I would say more likely that they haven't seen a defensive front that like ours versus us seeing a running attack like theirs.
I think when it comes to Jared Goff, this is the easiest matchup you've had. And I say that understanding he is a top 12 quarterback, and you can put him as high as maybe seventh on some rankings. But he's not as mobile as Jordan Love. He's not as mobile, obviously, as Lamar. And Joe Burrow, even though he's more of a pocket quarterback, can still move around and does move around more than Jared Goff. But where the rub on that is, Detroit does such a great job of dominating up front with Sewell and Decker and Rutledge and all these dudes up front. And to boot, like, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs are as good of a running combo as you can possibly find that isn't like a Lamar and Derrick Henry. So, like,
probably the best of the NFL.
Yeah. And so, like, I love this as like a fact-finding mission. Like, if you have a bad game on the ground, it doesn't mean you're not a good defense, but, like, all right, this is the run defense that you do measure yourself against if you're the Browns.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that even more, because it's like thunder and lightning, like, till its fullest extent. But not only that, I thought Jim Schwartz did a great job of pointing this out. The Lions run the ball so well that they have extensions of their running a rushing attack that might not look like a traditional handoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of their running back screens or some of their pre-snap motion and things like that. Hell, you might see Jameson Williams coming through and might get the ball on the snap and run it for 20, 30 yards. So this entire rushing attack, I think, is a great complement to what they try to do, you know, putting the ball through the air with their pass catchers. And we'll get into that part of it, too, because I think this is a very, very key matchup for our DBs in particular. And so when I look at their rushing attack, yeah, it's good. But I really believe that the Browns' rush defense is better than what the Detroit Lions do running the ball right now.
216-474-0092. It does feel like this is a slow down the Lions' run game and see where it goes from there. We did ask expectations for this weekend. Bonjour Bob on Twitter saying, my expectations are they'll moderately stop the run game of the Lions. I don't expect them to get 100 yards rushing combined in the pass game to be at 150 yards and two touchdowns. I think, you know, the style points question is always interesting. When it comes to winning, we are at the, you need to be competitive and let's see where we go from there in every game until proven otherwise. But I will say, like, there's a part of me that thinks that the offense just getting by like they did, and let's be honest, they were bad against Green Bay. And then, as you had said in the first segment, just didn't screw it up. I think there's a lot of people out there that style points matter in this game on Sunday, offensively, at least for the Cleveland Browns.
You know, for me, I look at it like this. There are times I can go back to, let's talk about school kids, right? We have children. And when I was in school, there used to be a section of kids that was always tardy. And some of those kids, they were tardy, and then it was hard to get them to focus to do their work. And the teacher used to say, let's just take this one step at a time. Let's just worry about you showing up on time before we get the work side of it figured out. With the Cleveland Browns offense, I don't even care if it looks good or not. I just want to see if it works first. Like, show me that you can at least put a competent offense out there, even if it's ugly, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, maybe in next week or in 2 weeks, okay, they have at least shown that they can show up on time. Now let's worry about how it looks now that we know that we can actually run an offense. Does it make sense?
So you are saying that style points matter?
Not initially
for
this particular team. The offense is so bad that the style points don't matter. This offense is so horrific that I just need to see it function.
So
first.
It's funny, like, I think it being a functional offense would be style points. Like, I think it does matter. Because, like,
that's a different perspective.
Let's say we have the same outcome from last week, where defensively you're dominant for 60 minutes, and for offensively you are unplayable for 56 minutes, and you get lucky into a win. Anyone on Monday shouting playoffs, it's incredibly premature. Like, for this to be, like, yes, like, be competitive. But when I say be competitive, I'm talking about offensively, too. And most weeks, they have been incredibly competitive on the defensive side of the ball. Even Baltimore, 21 points on turnovers, 20 real points given up by the defense. That should do. So I've only got one unit that has given me, I think, 12 full quarters of football. Special teams hasn't given you that through the first 2 weeks, although last week was better. And then the offense hadn't given you anything. So, like, Quinshon's been the most functional thing, and that was one game. So right. It's weird to be in a position of, like, well, you have to compete. Well, in this case, I need all three phases of the game to compete, because if there's no forward momentum with that offense, I don't know how you continue doing it, whether you win or lose, with Joe Flacco going forward.
Yeah, I'm worried about that offense this week, if I'm being honest with you. You know, if we go mano a mano across the board, right, I think one of the more intriguing matchups inside the matchup is the Browns' defensive line versus the Lions' offensive line. But what we all witnessed on Monday night was, you know what, Detroit got a damn good defensive line too.
Mm-hmm.
But guess whose offensive line is horrific? Ours.
Yeah.
And so that concerns me because, yeah, we can get after the quarterback. We can stop the run. But I also believe that Detroit can get after the quarterback and Detroit can stop the run. And so when you talk about showing up and being competitive, listen, DeJuan Jones was already hurt. Before he was hurt, this offensive line still had questions and issues. And now you're going up against a defensive front led by Aiden Hutchinson, one of the most premier up-and-coming pass rushers in the NFL, against an offensive line that has shown, man, it's going to be hard to protect anybody. And so Joe is going to have to get the ball out quick, which he did a good job of last week, because if you see all the pressures he took last week, you would assume that he got sacked more than what he did. But it just has to be more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you know it's coming, if you know what the situation is, it has to be more fluid.
Well, and it is such a cliche, but it's so true. Mistake-free football, right? Like, so if Joe's got to keep being the check down Charlie, which is a conversation we've been having for weeks now, okay, then he has to make sure he hits his wide receivers when they're open, like Isaiah Bond was on the sideline last week. Whew. And not just that, Jerry Jeudy can't have a drop. Cedric Tillman can't get hit in the chest and it bounce off on a first and 10 play that would have been another first down right there.
Right.
Even when it comes to like the little nuances of stuff we don't always check up on, like Quinshon, if he's going to be blocking, yeah, you can't let Rashawn Gary through. Obviously, whoever Detroit's version of that is, scot-free. Like I guess that's where I'm looking for. Like, to me, that is style points. Like, when you're not constantly inflicting damage on yourself and you just look like professionals, like, that would be such a step forward in the right direction. I will count that as style points, and that's what I need to see this weekend on top of be competitive and get a win.
You know, as far as the mistake-free football, I would love to see that, but I think that's an unrealistic expectation right here, right now. I think up until last week, we didn't believe that we had a running game. Quinshon Judkins has showed us, okay, if we don't have anything else on offense, we have a young man that even behind a bad offensive line, he can wear you down, and he can do his part in helping you. Mary Kay Cabot joined me last Saturday on a fan on the Wake Up 9 to 1 p.m. with Spencer German.
Cheap plug.
And she said to me that Joe Flacco would have to play two consistent weeks of mistake-free football, and if he didn't, that she felt like the leash should be shorter, and we were getting closer to seeing Dillon Gabriel. The one thing that me, you, and every other host in this city knows, Kevin Stefanski is triggered by what first?
Interceptions, turnovers, and
turnovers in general. If Joe Flacco keeps going out here and turning the ball over, even if Quinshon Judkins is picking up on the blitzes or Jerry Jeudy is catching the football, etc., if this 40-year-old veteran quarterback is doing things like throwing across his body into double coverage when he should be throwing the ball away, or absolutely airmailing passes when guys are running wide open, and then eventually turning the football over, crazy.
216-474-0092. We're continuing to talk about the Browns and Lions on Sunday. Do style points matter for the offense specifically on Sunday? If Joe's going to make mistakes, everybody else around him better be clean as hell for you to get this win. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Sam Darnold threw for 242 yards and a TD last night as the Seahawks improved to 3-1 on the season with a 23-20 win over the Arizona Cardinals. His former team, the Vikings, is starting Carson Wentz this weekend and potentially next weekend, as well as Darnold's replacement, J.J. McCarthy, has yet another injury. Should the Vikings regret not re-signing Sam Darnold?
Absolutely, the Vikings should regret not signing Sam Darnold. And I've had this take since the offseason. Listen, it was like a perfect chemistry, the perfect marriage, right? You got this quarterback that comes in that nobody really thought that highly of, that meshes very well with what you do here in Minnesota, meshes well with your head coach. And because of the politics of football, that you drafted this young man in the first round a year ago, like, damn what Sam Darnold did. Even though I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is in a real game, I'm going to roll with this rookie because he's on a rookie deal. We drafted him last year, and you know what? We got to see what we have in this rookie quarterback when you had a guy that was contributing to winning right there in your building.
I've watched Sam a couple times in Seattle this year, and we watched him a lot last year because there were a lot of great games last year with the Vikings. I still don't know if he's any good. I know he's not awful, and he was awful in New York. He was awful, unplayable in Carolina. He's no longer awful. But if you said, is he the 9th best quarterback or the 20th best quarterback, I'm still not sure. And we're 21 games into his resurgence. I think the Vikings trusted Kevin O'Connell to get it right, no matter who the quarterback is. So I think it's entirely too early to say that they should regret it, but I don't think it's going to take too many more games of J.J. McCarthy stinking for people to really start to get loud in Viking Nation.
I just feel like in the NFL, injuries are always going to be a thing. And if you think of last year in the NFL in particular, there were a lot of starting quarterbacks that went down. I think we've seen a record number of starters not be able to complete the season. This is how I look at it. The more that you have, the better that you are, no matter what the position is. And yeah, you want to see what you have in J.J. McCarthy. And yeah, you invested a first round pick in him. But also true, you need more than one quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
In the NFL.
So you doubting Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I am.
Because by the end of the season, Carson Wentz could be the new Sam Darnold. That's the way it feels. I don't have a lot of belief in that. He still throws a pretty ball, though. Kind of like Herbert, where like four times a game, you're like, damn, Carson Wentz can spin it. The problem is, unlike Justin Herbert, there's another 40 throws in a game where you're like, I don't know why this guy is doing this. I think he's punking us.
I just wonder if they were going around Minnesota saying that J.J. McCarthy gives them the best chance to win.
Mm. Teams don't always tell the truth with that. Omaha!
All right, man. Last night's Thursday Night Football broadcast on Amazon Prime talked about Russell Wilson being benched in New York. Tony Gonzalez, Hall of Fame tight end, said that Wilson played himself out of a Hall of Fame career with his former teammate Richard Sherman adding salt to the wound with this.
I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8, 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, that's, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback, I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Nick!
Disrespectful.
Do you agree with Richard Sherman, or did he just take it a step too far?
He always takes it. What a great NFL player, but he cannot... It's like me with cupcakes. He cannot resist himself when somebody brings up Russell Wilson. It's like the Legion of Boom ended in like 2017. Like Richard, I think that's right on the time Richard departed the team. A lot of the other dudes departed, and then Russell kept winning. Now, fair, he never went to another Super Bowl again, but with Tony Gonzalez saying he's out of the Hall of Fame, that is ridiculous. Like, Russ is a Hall of Famer. If I got to hear about how Eli is a Hall of Famer, Russ is definitely a Hall of Famer.
I do think that he threw some salt into the wound unnecessarily. I don't know what the backstory is about that relationship between he and Russell Wilson, but I will say this. There can be some undertone facts to an emotional statement, and the facts are the facts. When the Legion of Boom and that defense went away, and when whoever tried to come up with this bright idea that we need to put more on Russell Wilson's shoulders.
I think it was Russell Wilson. I remember the Let Russ Cook campaign.
They should have let Marshawn Cook.
I think he was Super Bowl. Cooked, though. I think that's the problem.
I just go back to that. When I felt like this, and this is the true story, and I've never had this conversation with you. When they decided to not to run the ball on the 1 yard line and put the ball in Russell Wilson's hands, I think that they wanted to create a superstar in Russell. And they wanted to not have to deal with the real life personality of one Marshawn Lynch. I wonder if that one play being reversed changes the whole narrative of how we look at Russell Wilson. Because from that play down, it's been a downward spiral.
Here's what I'll say. It's so tough when a guy's at the end of his career and he's having a rough time to truly analyze his legacy in real time. Because I've seen it with every really great quarterback, guys who had Super Bowl moments, their legacy grows the farther you get away from the worst part of their career. Again, we don't remember the end of Kobe's career. We don't remember the Washington days with Michael Jordan. Wasn't even in The Last Dance, which was literally his last dance.
Right.
Like, I think Russ's legacy is going to age well because he's going to be away from this and he's going to be away from Denver. And he probably should have just retired after last year at 10-7 with Pittsburgh, because at least then he could have said, well, look what I did there.
Omaha!
It's been announced that the Cavs pre- and post-game shows on FanDuel Sports Network will not happen during road games this season. Instead, Cavs Live will air 30 minutes before the games. The pre- and post-games for home games will still air and still be produced. What do you make of this move?
I think that's a bad move. I think that Cavaliers fever is real, and I think that people that are fans of this team, they want pre- and post-game insight on what took place or what's about to take place with their team. I think it's unfair to this fan base because it just doesn't land right here in Cleveland. The Cavaliers are one of the better teams in the NBA, and with some pretty interesting players, and people want to hear and know what's going on. And so, you know, we've reached a point, I think, in our business and some points this economy and some points this country, to where you just see the scale back and everything is financially driven, to where people are not getting the content that they desire when they get off of work and want to get ready for a game. And that's tough, because when this team is on a road on a 5 or 6 game West Coast road trip, what are you to do as a fan?
I think it's cheap. The Cavs have not been losing money.
No.
They're not going to be losing. As a matter of fact, Dan Gilbert just put down a couple $100 million to have a WNBA team in town. And while that might incur some charges here, it's embarrassing. It is an embarrassing cheap move from an organization that I traditionally have not considered to be cheap. And those are real people who, I mean, I know Kaylee Griffin's still going to be on the home games, but I know she's going to be splitting time with Minnesota as well. She's one of the most talented broadcasters we have in town, always tells great stories, always has it leads a great ship there. Those are real people with real jobs, and it's a cheap move when you don't have to be cheap, because Last time I checked, NBA teams are making record money every year.
Big banks.
Yep.
I mean, big bucks, big banks take little banks. Like, this is the NBA, and we have one of the wealthiest owners in the entirety of the NBA. So, yeah.
Omaha!
One of the premier matchups of week four in the NFL is Michael Parsons' revenge game against the Dallas Cowboys. In an interview with 105.3 The Fan, Jerry Jones was asked about the game planning against Parsons.
We have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years.
I don't think it's a shot, but if you want to, you can grade the shot taken by Jerry Jones that won Michael Parsons.
I'm going to say it's going to be an F-. This is when you lose the divorce and you just keep digging, right? You just keep like, yeah, she's got a nicer house and her new dude's better looking than me. It's better in every way. But you know what? He's got a mole right behind his ear. I mean, what a freak. Like, this is, it's embarrassing. At this point, we've got all the, yeah, everybody else. Micah's been in the NFL for 5 years. And the whole NFL has the book on Micah, and that doesn't help him stop him. Right? Whatever the over-under is set for Micah's sack total this weekend, I would hit the over. Because if I'm Micah, I listen to that comment on repeat, and I just go out there. And I know he said it hurts him to sack Dak. No, it wouldn't. Imagine that's Jerry Jones.
It wouldn't at all. I'd be sacking Dak, too, if I could.
I thought that was such a funny comment.
Did
I'm like,
hurt Miles to sack Baker Mayfield when it was time?
No, that might be a little different. I think he really enjoyed that, actually. But no, I mean, I think it's always funny, like, that idea of, oh, there's going to be a lot of emotions. It's like, leave it to Jerry Jones to be like, hey, there's a lot of emotions here. I should probably pour more gasoline on this fire. Also, by the way, our boy John Fanta is going to be on that coverage, part of the studio for that game, which I'm incredibly excited about. I got to say, I have been on the Dallas is going to be better than people expected train, because I think that offense is going to carry them more than people realize. Green Bay coming off a loss might just dust these fools. Like, it might be like third quarter. You're like, I think I'm just going to go, like, you know, it's Sunday night. Maybe, you know, Monday always comes a little early. Maybe third quarter, it's time to just ramp it down.
I think Green Bay is the better football team. I think that I thought Dallas would be a little better than what a lot of people expected as well. But man, and maybe this is just my fantasy team taking a hit talking, but can somebody before the injury, of course, like, man, CeeDee Lamb was having his struggles. Javonte Williams has been the best player on that offense through three games this season, man. The Dallas Cowboys are not a good football team. Green Bay lost a game that they believe they very well should have won. You've seen a high-power offense get slowed down, and I think they get back to corrective action this week.
I think Mike is going to have a very fun time seeing his good old friends, the Dallas Cowboys. That is Quick Hits. Nick Baumgartner is going to be joining us in 5 minutes. We're going to talk this Lions game. He's also an NFL draft guy, so we'll talk about the 2026 quarterback class as well in 5 minutes. On 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.